Hello and welcome to the Dreamscape. So if you are not an avid dreamer and you don't lucid dream ever, but you're interested in the scope of dreams, this is a perfect episode for you because I'm just going to be talking about general things that I know about dreaming, and then I'm going to talk about how I plan to go from a non-lucid dream state to becoming a lucid dreamer, because I right now am not lucid dreaming, and I'm not even kind of recording my dreams. So, if you don't know what lucid dreaming is, basically you're able to control elements of your dream while you're asleep, but you're also aware that you're dreaming. So, like, if you're just going by definition, lucid dreaming is only you're aware that you're dreaming. But sometimes people are able to, like, have full control over their dream, which is interesting. And it adds a kind of metaphysical question. Because if you can have full experience and you can control it and you're aware, then like there's like a Tibetan Hindu idea that like all experience is dream and everything is illusion. But if we ignore our dreams, then we can't really have access to that. So before you can even become a lucid dreamer, you have to be able to recall your dreams. And then to be able to recall your dreams, you actually have to be able to process your lived experience better in a way that is tactile. So it's like you have to concentrate on your experience just as much as you bring your focus to. So it's like, it's not something where it's like all the time. It's something where whenever your mind wanders, whenever you notice that your mind has wandered from perceiving your experience and just having an additional perception of this is dreamlike, or correlate your experience and notice the similarities between daily existence and the existence you experience while you're in a dream. And it's kind of just like noticing the queerness in all things. So it's like queerness is strange. So if you just, and it's very easy to do, and the more you do it, the easier it is to kind of just get into the next thing and the next thing, and it's quite enjoyable to kind of go through this exercise of just looking at stuff and just having like just a pondering of just why, like how the quality is in the thing. That, and then from there, that becomes a seed that gets planted and then will spring up in your dream. Because there's a difference in between the quality of waking life and the quality of dream life. They just have different properties. You're in a different space. So the thought is, and I haven't experienced this and been able to stay stable, because I find a lot of the time when I go through the, I notice I'm in a dream, I have a question, or I believe I'm like, there's a part of my mind that just says, oh no, this is just imagination. This is not a dream. Because I think the part of dream that I have fixated is the part of the dream where I'm not aware. So to become in a dream, you have to be unaware, which is a false statement, I believe. It's just not articulate enough. It's missing the point. Like, it's not precise. it's not a good way to navigate. Like, you can use the word, but it doesn't get you to the place you want to go. It's actually the word dream, as we understand it, is actually keeping us in a dream. So, and the distinction between a dream and imagination, it's like, where is the pin, right? And I'm gonna now, knowing, having stated that, I'm gonna step around both of those, and I'm just going to go to experience, right? So, an experience. So, there's a few things. There's the word Maya, which is illusion, but with a bunch of other ideas, which I don't fully understand, so I'm not going to use it. And then there's experience, which I know what experience is. And it's not like, it's like in the moment and like life in you, the consciousness. It's like everything is experience. It's not just like a moment of experience. At least that's the way I'm going to be using it. And I feel like there's a bunch of other things that I kind of attribute to experience. So when I go in, it's funny because this is called Welcome to the Dreamscape. So maybe I should change that, but it's okay. It gets the point across. But hold on, maybe instead of saying dream, I need to read just to pick the word apart, right? So with your dream, right? So okay, let's consider life a dream. That's very hard to do for me. The word doesn't fit into the equate, like it doesn't work. It doesn't fit there. So I need to go to imagination as dream first. Like, think about like daydreaming. Okay. So if you think about it like layers, right? You have your current experience, right? And then you layer on top of it, right? Your imagined experience, which you can call dream. So your dream can overlay your lived experience, but your lived experience is at the forefront and your dream is in the background. So you're experiencing two things at the same time. You're dividing, you're actually lowering the amount of reality that you experience. So you actually turn your reality down, your experience of reality, and you enhance your dreamed experience. So when we sleep, our lived reality, our like our normal reality form, our lay us laying in a bed, that goes into like a damper, like we lower that, and then like we'll lower our conscious awareness, like we turn down the lights, we make not a lot of noise. We limit our daily experience, our reality, and we go into unreality. Whatever reality is, we go into not that. Because it's not like it's not real. It's like reality, as we talk about it, doesn't account for it, so it's unreality. So we turn our reality down to experience non-reality. And sometimes we limit our being to experience non-being, we turn the lights down, we close our eyes, we imagine not being, so then we stop being. I don't know if that's, if it matters, if it's like, could, okay. Sorry, I just have to stay where I'm at, right? I have this sudden idea of like being able to. So, the thing I always want to do is a technique called WILD, wake-induced lucid dreaming, where I actually stay in conscious awareness, as I go directly into sleep. And it's very, I found it to be very difficult. Because I'm in the middle of, I'm in, it happens immediately. Dream happens immediately. But it's like, as I'm dreaming, I don't forget about being where I am. So I have to just stay conscious the entire 8 hours of laying down. I haven't done it yet. That is what is required, though. After I turn this stream off, this recording, I'm going to wake-induced lucid dreaming. So, for the next 8 hours, I will, or for my rest, I will remain conscious directly into Maya. And I will get introduced into the Mayascape. Happy dreams.